Laura, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you back, and thanks for doing what you do, representing real news. We appreciate that very much.
Wow, that's so nice. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in. We call it the real news, as opposed to the fake news that you might get out there from other sources. 92% negative media coverage of our president. So we got to get the information out. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, no kidding. Real news. I was just looking at a Yahoo News story today, and the caption under the picture before the story even starts is U.S. President Donald Trump is in hot water over revelations in Bob Woodward's latest book, Rage. Now, that's Yahoo News. That's news. That's supposed to be, you know, give me the facts, ma'am, instead of it's, you know, editorial. I don't think he's in hot water. I think Bob Woodward might be in a little hot water and have some explaining to do it at some point. But isn't this just crazy that the president not only has to defeat his Democratic opponents, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, he also has to defeat the media day after day after day. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the mainstream media we know is the marketing arm for the Democrat Party. That has been fully exposed by President Trump at this point. So not surprising to see this, but I think it shows really their desperation. You know, they can't fight the president on his policies and on his record because he's been so incredibly successful for this country, for people in this country. He actually delivered on so many of the promises that he made in 2016 when he was just a candidate. We had never seen Donald Trump in a political realm in any capacity, and he got the job done. I mean, a businessman in the White House, what a revelation. But that's why you see all of the attacks like this. They're constantly attacking this man. He needs nothing from Washington, D.C. He wants nothing from the lobbyists or special interest groups. He wants only to do what's right for the American people, and they hate that about him. The good old crew that's been taking advantage of the American electorate and taxpayers for decades is finally being exposed and called out. The swamp is being drained every day because of Donald Trump. They don't like it. That's why they're fighting back. And we know that they can't actually talk about his policies again because they work and they're good for America. So not surprising to see this 52 days now from an election, but to be expected from this crew.
You know, our audience has suggested, in fact, just yesterday we were talking about the Woodward story, and before that, the Atlantic story, and they said, "Look, I'm going to give you a summary of their comments. These are going to happen every single day now until election day. Who cares? Let's talk about his accomplishments. They don't want to talk about him, so let's talk about him. So, and one certainly is this economy. To have the economy that we had pre-coronavirus, and then to see it already coming back, despite the incredible amount of challenges and shutdowns and things that have happened, are pretty phenomenal. Talk a little bit about that contrast on the economy, because there's a whole lot of voters. That's what they're going to vote about. They're going to vote for whoever they believe best takes care of their bottom line, their job, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And you see that in 3 years under President Donald Trump's leadership, we saw the best economy in the history of America. We saw that in January alone, there were 1 million more jobs, even had people to fill them. The manufacturing job in particular that Barack Obama and Joe Biden said were gone, were lost forever, would never come back to the United States. In fact, anybody who thought about doing that would have to have a magic wand in order to make that happen. Donald Trump brought those back. He renegotiated bad trade deals like NAFTA, which Joe Biden obviously was a big supporter on. I think we all know that by now. USMCA signed into law, put into effect on July 1st. We are seeing the results of that every single day. And as we come out of, you know, arguably one of the most challenging times in American history with the coronavirus pandemic, you're right. Americans want to know who knows how to get the economy back up and running, who knows how to bring jobs back, who will bring those jobs back. There's one individual who has done it, and it's President Donald Trump. There's another one, Joe Biden, his opponent, who had 47 years in politics to make anything positive happen for the country, for the American people. He had 8 of those years as our vice president, and yet you saw nothing out of Joe Biden. Donald Trump in 47 months has done far more than Joe Biden ever even dreamed of doing in 47 years. And it's evidenced by what we saw with this great economy, with the strength of our country leading into the coronavirus. And as we come out, I think Americans know the only choice to get our country back to that economic stronghold that we've always been and that we will continue to be for the entire world is the leadership of President Donald Trump.
How about on China? There was a New York Times article recently on Joe Biden's record of appeasement of China. There's a perfect example of the president being able to lead with his particular policy. And what a different place we are in today than the previous 8 years of Biden and Obama. Talk about that a moment.
Yeah, well, it's a great example of Donald Trump doing what he knows is right, despite the fact that so many other people probably could have done this. They probably should have done this. But for decades, we've been ignoring China. And Joe Biden in particular, maybe he's got a personal interest in China. We know that his son Hunter flew over on Air Force Two. He, inked a nice little deal of $1.5 billion with the Chinese government. Who knows what was exactly promised for that? But I can tell you one thing. Donald Trump knows that China is probably it could be the biggest problem in the entire world for the United States. And that's exactly why for a long time he said they've been taking advantage of us. We haven't been doing the right thing with China. So what did we see happen? Phase one of the China trade agreement signed, and it's on the books. And we are talking about phase two happening because Donald Trump knows that the only way that we aim the superpower of the world, the only way that the American dream will this country and that we will be the greatest country in the world is by making sure that trade is fair and reciprocal across the world when it relates to the United States. That wasn't happening. In fact, they're being taken advantage of left and right. They're stealing our intellectual property. Nobody was doing anything about it, turning the other cheek. But President Donald Trump, no matter how politically advantageous something is, he always wants to do what is right. So he got a lot of pushback from a lot of folks about pushing against China and getting the right thing to happen. And now we're seeing why that was in the midst of coronavirus. We have to manufacture things here at home, why we cannot rely on outsourcing to other countries. It has never been more apparent than now that we did the right thing with China. And now you talk about a contrast with Joe Biden. This is a guy who says they're not bad folks. The rise of China is in our favor. We want to see them rise. We want to see them prosper. I don't know who gave Joe Biden the bad information or if he's just lying to the American people, but we can very clearly see that is not the case. And there is, again, one man that has stood up and done the right thing here, and it's President Donald Trump.
You have been in Iowa and in Nebraska and now Minnesota on a little swing. Tell us what you're feeling on the ground. I know it's nice to get out of the campaign headquarters once in a while, get out among folks, and here you are in the heartland. What do you see?
Yeah, oh, you know what? It's very reminiscent of 2016. There's so much energy out there for President Donald Trump. I don't think I have seen any Biden signs. I have seen a ton of Trump stickers on cars, yard signs, people excited at all of our offices, knocking doors, making phone calls. Our volunteers are engaged and ready to go. People are really, really excited to vote for President Donald Trump. And I'll tell you one of the things that I'm seeing now that I didn't see in 2016, which I think is very telling. In 2016, people used to come up and kind of whisper to me, you know, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Now they're coming up and saying, I didn't vote for him in 2016. I bought into the fake news narrative about Donald Trump. Now I've seen the results this man can produce. I cannot wait to go cast my vote for President Donald Trump on November 3rd. So, look, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm out there for this president. I don't think we're going to see that on the other side. I don't think you've seen that on the other side. Donald Trump has finally gotten Joe Biden out of the basement. We see he's finally coming out and about and showing his face in sunlight. But it's probably too little too late, and I don't think anybody is enthusiastic about voting for Joe Biden.
We're 19 years since 9/11, the attack on U.S. soil. What do you remember most about that day?
Well, I remember I was in college at NC State, and I remember that, you know, it was a really horrific and vulnerable feeling I think we all felt as Americans. But I'll tell you one of the things that I always reflect back on that it gives me hope for this country, for the future of this country. I remember how quickly we all came together. How quickly we all didn't, nobody looked at each other from the other side of the political aisle as anything other than Americans. We all band together and we all said, look, we are America. We are strong. We will do whatever it takes to recover. And we did that. And we were a stronger country on the other side of that. But I think that that's something I think back to because I hope to see that happen in this country now as we're in the midst of a challenging time again. And look, it's a great time to reflect on that and to think about how we all at the end of the day need to remember that we are Americans, and that's what always brings us together. And that's the common thread. We all bleed the same red, white, and blue. You always hear the president say it.
To you and our main man, Luke, and darling Carolina, and of course, yourself, we wish you all the best. Be safe on the campaign trail and keep fighting. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you. You got it.